This is Dave Holman with Shrink Wrap, brief reminders on mental health issues to improve your day. Mindfulness. We hear that word a lot, don't we? Sounds like some of that new age puka puka stuff where you zone out and supposedly see other dimensions. But mindfulness is really a lot simpler and a lot more rooted in reality. In fact, it's probably the most powerful thing anyone can do to make one's life better. Mindfulness is simply being consciously aware of your thoughts and the feelings that come from your thoughts. Mindfulness is actually thinking about thinking. Take something, for example, that frightens you. Let's say you're afraid of the dark. If you're not mindful of your thoughts and feelings, you'll react automatically according to your lifelong conditioning when it comes to darkness. You'll know only that darkness equals fear, and that's all you'll know. But if you think about your thoughts about darkness, really pinpointing them and giving them a name, you've just begun your mastery over them. Frightened people tend to react automatically, without thinking, ranting and raving in their panic. They don't stop to give their thoughts a name. As a result, those unconscious thought processes continue to control them. When you mindfully think about your thoughts, you can ask what they really are. First, you can own up to being afraid of the dark. Then you can ask why. What about darkness actually frightens you? And name those things. And then ask if those thoughts are realistic and reasonable. You can ask yourself what you expect to happen in the dark. I was afraid of the dark when I was a little boy. This fear lasted all the way into my young adulthood until I realized what had gotten it all started. This is a great campfire ghost story. We lived for a few years on my uncle's turkey farm in mid-Missouri. While there, a much older, and I might add evil, cousin convinced me that a woman had been murdered, her head cut off, and her body buried in the crawl space next to the ancient cellar. At night, she would rise from her grave and crawl around in the basement looking for her head. Late one night, my young, sharp ears heard something groping about down there, and I hid, terrified, under the blankets until morning. Later, I would learn that the headless corpse was actually the family dog, in for the night, sleeping as usual in the cellar. But the damage had already been done. It was not until I was 20 or so that I began to examine this irrational fear mindfully, objectively. Odd as it may sound, I discovered I'd been carrying the image of that corpse in the basement all the way up into adulthood. Realizing how irrational and wholly unlikely it was, the fear gradually disappeared. Mindfulness helped me heal. There's a biblical passage that goes, "Satan, get thee behind me." Is it possible this is a call to be mindful of the thoughts, feelings, and deeds that can lead us down a dark path, a path of fear, doubt, and uncertainty? This is Dave Holman for Shrink Wrap, right here on KPIP Fayette, and thanks for listening.